Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of times I tend to try to cover too much. I mean, just every facet of what's happening. The fact that private banks took the country over, took the real economy, then leveraged it thousands of times, bought up the world's infrastructure, and are now leaving us holding the bag, and there's no way to even pay it all off or fix it. All we can do is arrest them, basically, prosecute them for the crimes they've committed. Ron Paul says Bernanke and Greenspan should be arrested. Paulson should be arrested. The audio from the radio interview Thursday's up on Infowars.com. A lot of other economists, Ron Paul's an economist as well as a medical doctor, are saying arrest them. This is criminal what has been done. I mean, it is just amazing what's been done. And so all we can do is say this debt is an owed, basically arrest these people, nationalize it, as Webster Tarpley was saying, and then try to have a crash landing. Instead, we're a 747 going straight down, and they've got the engines floored, and they're giggling and smirking as it happens. Now, I want to get into Barack Obama. This is one of the strangest things I've ever seen. And I want to introduce that before Webster and I get into it. So finish up briefly, Webster, because I'm going to spend the rest of the hour on this, on Obama. Finish up with the economic outlook, and because we know they're not going to do the right thing. We know that people could try to put pressure on them, but literally, they're going to use the police state to do the criminal thing. That's what the police state is there for, is to guard them in their crimes. So I guess my last question on the economics is, you left off with nationalizing the Federal Reserve. People are like, well, it is national. No, it's private, folks, like Federal Express or, Federal Plumbing. Instead, let's talk about what they're really going to do. I mean, we know what they should do, and I agree with you, but instead, they're not going to do that.
Well, I think it's important for a mass movement to emerge around this. In other words, we could have a party realignment if some prominent politician would come forward and say no to the bailout. That look for a couple of days, it looked like McCain might even do that, but he's gone in the other direction. McCain has probably thrown away the presidency and just about guaranteed the victory of Obama by this foolish decision he made to go into that debate on Friday night and not attack Obama on this issue of the $700 billion. So, that's unfortunate for McCain. That leaves the rest of us in an even worse position, right? You can't have country first when it's really Wall Street.
Okay, but I want your analysis. I really, want to know your take on where this is going.
Well, the main thing is that we have to seize the initiative. The mass movement, the popular mobilization, has got to seize the initiative around things like wipe out derivatives.
But it's football season, man. So what if the future's gone? There's some thumb sucking to do.
Stop all foreclosures and nationalize the Federal Reserve. You have a situation now where the Federal Reserve lends money to J.P. Morgan Chase at 2%. J.P. Morgan Chase turns and lends that back to the Treasury at 4.5 or 5%. So they're getting 3%, and it's often been more, for doing absolutely nothing. We need to basically end that kind of a situation by asserting government control over.
And then we can remonetize it and actually have the money be worth more. I agree. In fact, I was just looking at C-SPAN right now. They got a McClatchy newspaper guy up there, Kevin Hall. And on screen, they show the New York Times with a front page, I believe, of the business section saying, Wall Street, rest in peace. So, they're now admitting there's no way to turn this around.
Well, what's going to happen now, I would say, is with the $700 billion and these other subsidiary bailouts that you've got, and the British government is buying the derivatives book of this place, Bradford and Bingley, for about $80 billion, 41 billion pounds. With this, they might be able to get into December, maybe even into January. I don't know. There'll be a certain pause for the presidential election. There'll be a pause for Christmas, but I would say right after that, right in the beginning of January at the latest, you're going to get into another unraveling. In other words, another phase of the panic, another wave of panic will emerge, and then they're going to come forward and demand a trillion more or 2 trillion more or whatever it is. So the important thing is to build a movement around these ideas.
And let's be clear, they are cannibal, and well, I agree, as things get worse, I've never seen people as angry as they now are, Webster, about this. People are really seeing through it. 9% support this in major polls. Multiple polls show that same number, but the establishment, both parties, are showing us who they are. And so as this gets worse, know who to blame, the international oligarchs, the Anglo-American establishment, and then out of that somehow bring them to justice. Now, we're going to go to break in a moment, but I want to first toot your horn here because I have to say something. I really respect you, Webster. I've read, you know, many of your books, your unauthorized biography of George Bush Sr., you know, the book on Obama. You've got a new book out on Obama. I haven't had a chance to read that yet, but I remember you almost a year ago when Obama wasn't even a front runner yet, wasn't even one of the top people yet, saying, watch Obama, watch Obama, watch Obama. Now Obama became the nominee. You're saying, watch for fascism, watch for street thugs beating you up for talking bad about him. Watch for the police saying you're not allowed to talk bad about Obama. And I remember going, Webster, even on air, I go, you're going too far. They're both puppets. They're both evil. I'm not going to say I support either one of them. They both are bought and paid for by Wall Street. I said, Webster, you know, I don't know where you get this. So we're going to go to break and come back and play a news clip and read what the governor of Missouri said about this. This is really happening now. But first, I want to know, how did you know that? I mean, that is like predicting who's going to win the Indy 500 and who's going to win second, third, and fourth place, you know, in 2020. I mean, how did you know this?
Thank you very much. You're making me look a little bit too good. I did not really understand Obama until about the 7th or 8th of January. So in 2007.
Okay, 10 months ago. All I know is that you were saying 3-4 months ago, 5-6 months ago, that exactly what's happening is now happening.
Yeah, say 9 or 10 months ago. But here's the idea. I had lived in Central Europe. I've lived in Italy, lived in Germany, and I've really read a lot about the history of fascism and the early history. Italian fascism, 1919 to 1922, German Nazism, in the late 20s up until 1933. The Italian case is a very good one. Mussolini was a leftist.
He was a
revolutionary socialist, and his movement was made up of radical trade unionists, disgruntled war veterans from the special forces, artists, intellectuals, sculptors, and revolutionary socialists who wanted Italy to join World War I. And that's what came together in Milan in 1919. So it's not a group of right-wing businessmen, although, of course, they pay for it. You got to understand, fascism is not a top-down phenomenon. It's a gutter phenomenon. It's a grassroots, anti-establishment, anti-authoritarian movement. It's got to have left cover, anti-establishment cover, anti-authoritarian cover. And the genius of fascism is, as long as it's the police state doing it, people are not going to like it. But look, take Palin's emails. If Bush comes and reads your emails under the FISA violations, then the left liberals are going to scream bloody murder. But if a young fascist thug who happens to be the son of a Democratic state rep in Tennessee comes and reads Palin's emails, they think that's great. They think that's a wonderful grassroots anti-authoritarian thing. And that's fascism. The idea is that there's this movement of goons, thugs, gutter snipes, criminals, gangsters, hooligans, and fervently idealistic students. That would be a good summary of what fascist movements look like at the beginning. I'm stressing at the beginning because once fascism takes power, these people more or less get mowed down. They, you know, Hitler just killed them all a couple of years after.
Because they're the troublemakers.
Yeah, they're going to be uncontrollable.
They're the
they're
useful
not
idiots.
Happy when they get betrayed. There were people in the Nazi movement who wanted a second revolution, and Hitler
the
was
SA,
not going to go for that.
Jens Röhm.
So yeah, exactly the brown shirt. So, but in the early phase, fascism is radical. A lot of people think it's refreshing. It's new. It's a wonderful thing for many people.
And all right, but I want to specifically understand how you knew, because for those that don't know, the police are saying if you basically talk bad about Obama, they are going to arrest you. You cannot make this up. It's in multiple states. Harpley was talking about it months ago, saying it was going on, but he couldn't document it in mainstream news. Now it's out there, and I mean, this is off the charts. This is off the charts, what you're about to hear when we get back. Stay with us.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
What are we talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Well, this is Governor Blunt's statement on Obama campaign's abusive use of Missouri law enforcement. Now, remember when George Bush put people in free speech zones 5 miles away so they can't protest, we're against it here. That's a violation against the Bill of Rights, what our veterans have fought and died for, everything that makes us a free and safe society. From the greatest threat to humanity, tyranny from government. But remember Bill Clinton, how bad he was, and oh, George Bush is going to save us. And I was neutral on that. I said, I don't think so. These guys are just puppets. And then it was so much worse. Well, it can get a lot worse after that, folks, with Barack Obama. And I'm not even saying I've said I'm not going to vote for either one, but I tell you, what I'm seeing here makes me question that. Not that it matters. Most areas in the country are electronic voting machines that have been proven to be involved in fraud. That's why we're under so much tyranny. That's why 91% of the American people don't want the bailout, but they're doing it. Or 91% in the Gallup poll, same number, don't want open borders, they're doing it. They just do what the elite want. But listen to the governor. Governor Matt Blunt today issued a following statement on news reports that have exposed plans by Senator Barack Obama to use Missouri law enforcement to threaten and intimidate his critics. This is from governor.mo.gov. And this is Missouri governor. St. Louis City Circuit Attorney Bob McCulloch, St. Louis City Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce, Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer, and Obama and the leader of the Missouri campaign, Senator Clary McCaskill, they're all on TV and multiple newscasts, folks, have attached the stench of police state tactics to the Obama-Biden campaign. That is the governor. Now, I saw this Friday, and then again Saturday I made more calls, and you can call the Obama campaign in Missouri, you can call them nationally, and they will say on the phone, yes, we want to arrest people that talk bad about Obama. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. When Senator Obama and his helpers are doing a scandalous beyond words, again, what Senator Obama and his helpers are doing is scandalous beyond words. The party that claims to be the party of Thomas Jefferson is abusing the justice system and offices of public trust to silence political criticism with threats of prosecution and criminal punishment. This abuse of law for intimidating insults the most sacred principles and ideals of Jefferson. I can think of nothing more offensive to Jefferson's thinking than using the power of the state to deprive Americans of their civil rights. The only conceivable purpose of Obama and others is to frighten people away from expressing themselves, to chill free speech and open debate, to suppress support and donations to conservative organizations targeted by this anti-civil rights, to strangle criticism of Mr. Obama, to suppress ads about his support of higher taxes, and to choke out criticism on television, radio, the internet, blogs, email, and daily conversation about the election. Barack Obama needs to grow up. Leftist blogs and others in the press constantly say false things about me and my family. Usually we ignore false, scurrilous accusations because the purveyors have no credibility. When necessary, we refute them. Enlisting Missouri law enforcement to intimidate people to kill free debate is reminiscent of the Sedition Acts, not a free society. Now, let's go ahead and play about a two-minute newscast. This is just one of many from NBC News 4 out of St. Louis. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This was John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCulloch, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute.
All right, that's enough. It goes on and on. Now, I've called the campaign. I've called the local campaign. I've called these offices. And they say, if you say that Barack Obama wants to raise taxes, you get arrested. Now, Obama said over and over again, he wants all sorts of new taxes. The guy is anti-gun. He said, ban 30-odd six rounds, .223, ban most rifles and handguns. That's on record. Am I going to get arrested? The point is, even if that wasn't true, they'd have to civilly go after me. This is a direct attack on the First Amendment and also shows how warped the police are to think that they're allowed to come control what you can and can't say. Now, understand something. This is going on in Illinois, in New York, and in other states. This is not just here. And this is a concerted effort. Webster Tarpley, this is just unbelievable. And then to have a governor come out and say that this is a police state tactic, a chilling effect tactic. At first, I didn't believe this Friday. I made phone calls. They are there saying, basically, you're not allowed to talk bad about Barack Obama. And they're saying, if you have a bumper sticker saying he's a Muslim, which his dad was, and he did go to Muslim schools, I mean, you know, certainly somebody has the right to their opinion. I mean, is that what America's come to? I mean, you said that he would do exactly stuff like this. How did you know that?
Again, it's partly the comparison to Italian fascism at the beginning to the other forms of fascism. You can look at the Iron Guard in Romania of Codrianu, or the French under Pétain, or the Spanish under Franco, or the Portuguese under Salazar. It's all the same. You've also got to look at these people power coups or color revolutions. What Obama is basically doing, the structure of the Obama campaign has been refined in things like the Roses Revolution in Tiflis, Georgia, the Orange Revolution in Kiev. It's a CIA coup.
And that's what you pointed out 9 months ago. He has the exact people that run those coups running his campaign, has gotten three times the Wall Street money that McCain has. So you've been saying he's their candidate, but you said repeatedly, and you also have written about it, that they would use the police with local support to go after people that criticized them. How did you know that? Because it's now happening.
Well, I write about this in detail in the two books, Obama the Postmodern Coup and Barack H. Obama the Unauthorized Biography, which are available at various internet sources, Amazon and also at your shop, Alex.
Infowars.com, yeah.
The idea is that's the historical pattern. In other words, it's a movement of goons who have a political goal, and they're in league with the police. See, you reach a point with a society like this where if you want to use the police for repression, they may not be enough. And if you want to bring in the army may not be reliable.
And the establishment knew. In fact, they've said Obama's the only one that can bring people back in to believing in the current elite and the current state. So he's a black guy. It's a nice front. Oh, he's liberal. But really, it's an iron fist cover.
Right. It's a way to organize a population to oppress itself around the hysteria of certain ideas, which in the case of Obama, I've made a list of 10 or 12 points.
Yeah, let's go over when we come back, and let's talk about what life under Obama is going to be like. Because you talk about you're going to be firebombed, attacked, arrested, shot, beaten to death, and no one's going to help you. Okay, this is the Bankers. We'll be right back.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate Photoblocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at organproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
John, thank you.
And we've got other newscasts out of St. Louis. I think that's closer to Kansas City. There's a whole bunch of these news clips. You can go up and watch them. We have an article up on Infowars.com titled, Tell the Truth About Obama in Missouri, Go to Jail. You can also call the Obama campaign yourself, and they say, yeah. We say when you're lying, no judge, no jury, no civil case. We just come arrest you. Now, Webster, you got a list of serious issues with Obama and the fascism and who's behind him. But also, there's a lot of other examples of the intimidation and the thug tactics and people being arrested for criticizing Obama before.
Yeah, you want to go through a couple of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a kind of a coincidence, but I got a report from a friend of mine, Greg Nixon, an investigative journalist in Burlington, Vermont. A week ago Sunday, in the pedestrian zone in the center of Burlington, Vermont, this is Obama country, right? Rich elitists, Howard Dean and company, and Bernie Sanders run the state. A guy is a graduate student in electrical engineering. He's not an incendiary. He's not a provocateur. He walks up to a group of middle-aged women who are doing a book table for Obama in the pedestrian zone. Now, in order to be there, you got to get a permit from the city. So he says, what is this story about your man Obama being close to Zbigniew Brzezinski? And they say, well, they get off. They don't want to answer that. The guy walks away. There's no incident. He walks away. He's about a block away. The police come after him. The middle-aged ladies of the Obama table have called the cops, telling him, perhaps under a program like this thing that we're hearing about in Missouri now, They tell him, you're under arrest for, they don't say for what. And the guy says, but you can't be serious. And then they grab him. They throw him in jail for 36 hours, and now he's got a court date. And there's, I've sent you a press release about this, Alex.
Yeah, through that source, I'm going to get him on the weekday show.
Absolutely.
Coming up. But now it's not just that. We had this other gentleman saying that he'd done drugs with Obama, then he gets arrested. I mean, they're not playing games.
Let's talk about that one, too. I think that's a very egregious one. This is Larry Sinclair. He's a gay man from Minnesota. And he, in mid-January, put up this tape on the Internet, which has been seen by many millions of people, that said, in 1999, I had two homosexual encounters with Obama. Obama carries his own crack pipe, pulled it out, and smoked crack cocaine. He came here to the Washington National Press Club.
By the way, Obama admits that he's done a lot of heavy drugs in the past.
Yes, cocaine and marijuana, but he says he never injected. He didn't inject. But Sinclair was here on June 18th. He gave his presentation in the National Press Club before he even left the premises of this temple of the First Amendment and freedom of the press. He was arrested on a fake warrant that had been hooked up by Beau Biden, the corrupt, nepotist son of Joe Biden, currently the Democratic vice presidential candidate. Larry Sinclair was dragged off. He spent the next 4 or 5 days.
And by the way, it came out it was fake later.
In the D.C. jail.
We have fake arrests now. Please don't arrest me, police, when I leave here for talking about Obama. I mean, this country's gone, man.
Yeah, well, this is why Obama really is worse. I mean, McCain has all kinds of problems, I'd be the first to say. But I don't see this kind of enemies list operation.
Well, no, that's it. McCain will have no support. Everybody will hate him day one. The state will have no power. But you're right. The system loves somebody tattling. I mean, if a neighbor says they did something to their kid, no evidence, the cops will take it, you know, the child. But if, I mean, why does the police state love having the citizens involved?
Well, because it gives them less cover. Just a couple of examples. Harold Simmons has got this group called American Issues. He's a rich right winger, and he wanted to put some very useful ads on television about Obama and the weatherman terrorist bomber, Bill Ayers.
And it really is true that he's neck deep in all these known terrorists.
Absolutely. Bill Ayers is a weatherman terrorist bomber, actually a cop killer, I would say.
And he's like, you know, they bomb cops. And he's in business with him. He buys houses from him. He vacations with
him. Obama owes his career to Bill Ayers, who made him the head of the Chicago NSA.
But that's okay. The cops are going to love him because he's a cop killer.
This is all in my book, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography. So when Harold Simmons puts these things on television, the Obama campaign writes to the Justice Department saying, we want you to arrest Harold Simmons and the people at this 527 group for criminal violations. We've already gone through Palin's email. We've gone through the Missouri case. WGN Chicago, this is very interesting. Milt Rosenberg is a former professor at the University of Chicago. He has a very intellectual, cerebral talk show at night. He has a guy on called Stanley Kurtz, who's a neocon from the National Review Online, and that guy has been going through the the Chicago Annenberg Challenge Foundation papers.
And that's the big gun grabber group.
They've just been, this is the Chicago Annenberg Challenge.
No, I know. I mean,
educational.
Yeah. Annenberg CPB.
You're thinking of the Joyce Foundation. That's the one with the gun.
Annenberg's involved in it, but go ahead.
Annenberg Chicago Challenge was a divide and conquer thing. They wanted to play the black parents against the black teachers union against the government.
Oh, you're talking about one specific Annenberg program, I understand.
Yeah, this is the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, which is
Obama. And they wouldn't allow the documents to come out, yeah.
They withheld the documents. Kurtz made a big stink about it with the help of others, including myself. He went there and went through the papers, and he wanted to go on this program. So there's a thing called the Obama Action Line that put out this emergency call, flood the switchboard and do a denial of service attack on their emails. And when the Obamazoids got on the radio, they'd say, first of all, why is there nobody from the Obama campaign? And Milt Rosenberg said, yeah, we invited them. They're about...
Oh, yeah, that's the other issue. They want the fairness doctrine, which will shut down all these radio
yes,
shows.
Yeah, exactly. I think
said he's going to shut down the Internet as well.
With Pelosi
so is
and
McCain,
Obama,
God help.
We're going to have censorship. We're going to have political correctness under left cover with hate crimes and all the rest of this stuff. Anyway, they tried to shut down Milt Rosenberg on WGN. Let me also point out, and people may be listening can confirm this, in Texas, for the Texas Democratic caucuses, as well as in the Iowa caucuses and in other caucuses, there's a whole book full of hooligan activities by the Obama campaign, locking people out, seizing control of caucuses.
Well, remember in Berlin, everywhere they said no one is allowed to have signs, even supporting him, so they couldn't have anti-Obama signs, and so there was no free speech there, and anybody who did pull another Hillary sign or Ron Paul out was arrested.
There's another dimension, which is Obama has three convicted felons that are his godfathers, Antoine Rezko, Al-Samari, and this guy, Natsumi Auchi. Rezko is this gangster from...
And it is true his mother wasn't continually in the U.S. long enough to be able to have him in Kenya, so he is not eligible for the presidency.
Yeah, that's the Bergsuit. We get to that in a minute. But just these three guys, right? Natsumi Auchi has a lawyer who is threatening people, threatening websites, threatening investigative journalists. You're not allowed to tell anything about Auchi and his relations to Obama. Auchi is involved in the biggest single scandal in Europe, the Elf Aquitaine scandal, which is about $800 million of bribes and payoffs. Also involved in the oil for food scandal vis-a-vis Iraq. And Rezko, you know, Rezko is now...
Yeah, everybody knows about Rezko and all the communists and the rest of it and the house swapping and the rest of it. But look, the bottom line here is you've got McCain mobbed up with his wife. You've got him keating five. You've got him saying use troops to confiscate guns. And I mean, McCain's really bad, New World Order, open border promoting, you know, tax and spend guy. But, I mean, it is true he is not the Hollywood type. He isn't, you know, sexy, as the ad agencies say. And with this Obama, you literally do have a cult following. And anybody that I know, some of the websites that went after him have been shut down. What about you, Webster? What's happened to you?
I'm still here so far. But I would say that the criterion you have to use is, who has a fascist mass movement or reasonable facsimile thereof? It's Obama. McCain is a garden variety reactionary, nothing special, nothing out of the ordinary. Similar to Bush in many ways.
But you're saying Obama could really have a Hitlerian dynamism.
He would be able to lean on a fascist mass movement of Kool-Aid drinkers and fanatics.
Yeah, well, I know this. He is a gun grabber, and I don't like him for that alone. We'll be right back. Talk bad about Obama. Get arrested. Stay with us.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared, or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now, or become
property of the New World Order.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, most of the time, my wife is very upset that I do a Sunday show for 2 hours. But me, I'm upset it's not 3 or 4 hours. Maybe I should try to expand it. Because it's at times like these that, I could go for 3-4 hours talking about this. And I know the phones have been loaded the whole show, and I haven't taken one phone call yet. Webster, I got to have you back up next week on this particular show to finish up on this discussion. And I want to go to a few callers. Some of them are hopping mad at you. They're so angry they can't even articulate, but it has to do with Obama. One of them is Trooper from Austin, and a few others I want to go to. But I want to point out that Webster Tarpley is what you'd call a classical liberal, more of a FDR type. He's not a right winger. I don't get into the whole left-right business. As you know, I'm more of a libertarian, and I've tried to sit out on this last election. 4 years ago, I did as well because I'm dealing with issues. But Obama has something that no one's had since Reagan, and that's this cause célèbre, this dynamic personality that they can lead. And it is true there's more corporate money going to Obama. And now Obama's coming out, and his campaign is saying, yeah, we decide if something isn't true, and then we have police who work for us come arrest you. And, boy, that is hardcore tyranny. And you can really see the establishment lining things up to get rid of Bush, give you the Democrat, and move this in. But let's put Tarpley up, but let's go to Trooper. Now, Trooper, be nice. You were saying a lot of mean things about Webster. You're on air with him, but let's keep this civil. Go ahead and make your comment.
Corsi, his friend, is a chicken hawk Swift voter. Tarpley is nothing but a scum-sucking Swift voter. And the reason you're so upset is because we're not going to sit back and let y'all Swift vote Obama the way you did Kerry.
And so,
going to happen.
Hold on, Trooper. People, this is a serious call. I've run the Trooper at events over about 15 years. Trooper, he lives here in Austin. Trooper, you're telling me right now you agree with them arresting people for their speech?
I just found out from your screener that he's not in the studio. I was personally going to come down there and arrest him for hate crimes.
Is this a joke?
No, it's no joke. Look, these people have to be stopped. They're the worst. They're
Do you understand, Trooper? Hold on, Trooper.
I had the same argument.
Hold on. Put him on hold for a second. Hold on just a minute. Listen, it's prima facie evidence of evil when they say you don't have a First Amendment, and if you criticize him, you get arrested. And now these are not lies. They never counter Dr. Corsi on any of the things he's claimed. They only attack him for something he said on the let me tell you, this is getting scary, Webster.
Let me also point out, I think Corsi has done some valuable things. I'm different from Corsi, though. I don't say that Obama is a communist or a Muslim. I say that he's a foundation operative, which is his career.
He's a fake liberal front for the CIA.
It's essentially the domestic counterinsurgency and counterintelligence apparatus. Obama is an agent of finance capital.
Yeah, all you neocons that love government,
Rockefeller, Soros and company.
Exactly, Rockefeller, Soros and company. For those that like secret prison camps and attacking innocent countries and think it's cute that Bush spies on us and has destroyed America, you should love Obama, shouldn't they? I mean, for those that love Bush, shouldn't they love Obama?
The irony is that the people who have been fighting Bush this whole time have turned themselves into the postmodern fascists that they accused Bush of.
In the name of fighting that evil.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bush never ran anything and was a puppet.
Exactly.
Okay, Trooper, I'm going to give you the last word on this, but let's go ahead and bring him back up. For some reason, I can't hear Trooper. Trooper, are you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Those are twisted lies. And the way I can explain it to you is this. You went to the Democratic convention and you protested, and I was so proud to hear you on the megaphone saying 9/11 was an inside job. But you couldn't go to the Republican one, or they'd bust your head and throw you in jail.
That's true.
Now that's who the real fascists are.
Okay.
It's not Obama.
What about that point that he just made? I mean, it's a bit tenuous because every city's different and every event's different. But I mean, it is true that we've had hyper police state under the Republicans. I think Tarpley's saying, you know, they're shifting gears now to another party.
No,
if you go back to 1922 or 1933, a lot of people said, oh, we thought it couldn't get any worse. We thought we were already under fascism, and then we went off the cliff. The top-down police state stuff, of course, is bad. I'm against it. But the gutter movement, the mass movement of anti-establishment fanatics, in other words, the Obamazoid fanatics, the Kool-Aid drinkers, and this lemming cult that he has. That's worse.
hey, Trooper. Hold on, Trooper. I don't know you. Hold on, Trooper. Put him back on hold. Now, Trooper, I don't know you really well, but I've probably run into you maybe 10 times at events and football games over the years, and you're an Austin character. And you seem like a nice fella, but you're proving Webster Tarpley's point here. If you're really saying right now that you wish you could come physically arrest Webster Tarpley for what he thinks, you know, even if it was a lie, even if it was wrong, it's his First Amendment, Trooper. I mean, don't you understand? You're proving Tarpley's point right now.
There's no fire in a theater. You can't slander people and lie like they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, Trooper. I appreciate your call, but absolutely you can. Number one, everything Tarpley's saying, I've seen documented. Number two, it is not fire in a theater to say that Barack Obama wants to ban all 308 cartridges and 223.
There's also a case to be made that Obama's a liar. If you look at issues like Iraq, FISA.
Yeah, he said NAFTA, he was against the war, but now he's for it. He said he was against FISA, warrantless spying, and pardons for the criminals. Now he's for it. But I guess we should be arrested, Webster. You know something? He just proved your point, Webster.
There's also this point about Christianity. He says he became a Christian through Reverend Wright. I would have to say Reverend Wright preaches a religion of hatred, which is incompatible to Christianity.
Well, I actually agree with a lot of what Wright says about AIDS and stuff. And hold on.
Not hatred. Goddamn America is where I draw the line. That's a religion of hatred.
Okay,
and
stop.
Christianity does not allow
hatred. Show's almost over,
way.
Webster. Got to cut it off there. We're going to get some more calls in here. Let's talk to Sue in Missouri. We should have gone to calls earlier. This is crazy. Sue, you got a comment on the thing. Now, listen, you're in Missouri, and we've got KCXL and a few other affiliates there. You're going to be arrested right now if you talk about him. But what's on your mind?
No, I live for you. I listen to you, and, you know, listen, I'm a neutral person. I have been an apolitical person all my life. I have a lot of education. I am phenomenally concerned for pretty much everybody at this point, and I don't draw lines. I don't make statements, but free speech is beginning at the end of it all. If that dies, you know, what else dies?
Well, you're in Missouri, and it's also happening in Illinois, where police are going out. If they say you lied about Obama, they decide, then they arrest you. Do you have comments on that?
I would be horrified.
Well, then you have, should please look at this Vermont case, because that's exactly, this guy was really arrested and thrown in jail for 36 hours.
But that's my point. Trooper calls up. I know this guy. You know, I don't know him well, but I know he's an Austin fixture, and he's saying he believes in it. Have they really? This is like Night of the Living Brain Dead. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to people here, but come on. Like zombies. Anything else? God almighty.
I'm just horrified, and I'm concerned, and I'm completely neutral and apolitical prior to any of, you know, these things.
No, I hear you. And listen, when I first heard this and saw this Friday, I thought it was a stunt. I made a bunch of phone calls yesterday and today, Friday and Saturday. And it's true. They get on the phone with you and say, yeah, do you know anybody that's talking bad about him? We want to get him. And he's just hurt. Webster, this is, I think you're really on to something here, and probably too late. It's probably all over. He'll probably put us all,
Alex, here's what I believe. I think the American people are still anti-fascist to the core. This is an anti-fascist country. We've never had fascism, and I urge people, if you don't want to have fascism now, mobilize.
Let's go to Joe. Let's go to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley.
Webster. Hey, Alex. Listen, Trooper and people that think like him, they should go back to Civics 101 and read the Bill of Rights. It's disgusting. It's pathetic. How?
What about the cops? They're out arresting people that talk about Obama.
Absolutely right. And I'll tell you another thing. Kudos to Mr. Tarpley, and hopefully, Alex, you can bring on Larry Sinclair and the preacher that's had their videos on YouTube with respect to his lying about drug use, since he says he hasn't used drugs since he was in college. And, in fact, he did it in 2000, I believe it was 2001, with Sinclair.
The other 1999. Issue is, that would be Reverend James David Manning, one of the biggest black churches in Harlem in New York City, and I strongly recommend him.
Well, look, we're out of time. Go to InfoWars.com, get Tarpley's books, InfoWars.com. Go read the article, and you can go read stories with his quotes and videos of him saying ban most types of rifles. And you know, the bottom line is I've stayed out of this. But any time somebody comes on air, and anytime somebody calls the police, and anytime cops come on TV and say, we're going to arrest you for your speech, well, guess what? A John McCain sticker is about to go on my car right now unless Barack Obama comes out and denounces all of this. I have stayed out of this, but I am not putting up with this. And I'm not going to put up with you Obama zombies either. Webster, thanks for coming on with
us. Thank you, Alex, and congratulations. You performed an important public service.
Thank you. We're out of time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The pharmaceutical